We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Shin Gimel, Sif Yudches, says the Mechaber, Kol She'asru Chachamim Latzeis Bo L'Rishus HaRabim, Asar Latzeis Bo L'Chatzar She'enu Me'urevis. Any item which Chazal said is prohibited to go out with into the Rishus HaRabim, it is also prohibited to go with it into a Chatzar which does not have an Eruv. Chutz Mikavul Upeya Nachris, Dainu Kli Aser She'kala B'Soch Sa'ira, except for a kavul, which is the kippah of wool that we saw earlier in Sif Gimel, as well as a peyanachris, a wig which is tied into the woman's hair. Those two items are permitted to go into the chatzar she'ena me'urevis with. And the reason that they permitted these two items, even though they prohibit all other items into a chatzar she'ena me'urevis, is in order that they not be disgusting in front of their husbands so that they could look nice for their husbands. They permitted these two items, even though they prohibit all other tachshitim, into the chatzar she'ena me'urevis. A second day, the mechaber v'yeshom, the kol she'asru latzeis bo, afil hizgash eis bo babayis aser. The kol she'ken latzeis bo lechatzar me'urevis, chutz mikavul upeya nachris. There is a second sheet which holds that not only could you not go into a chatzar she'ena me'urevis, but you cannot even wear such items in your house, because if we allow you to wear those items in your house, you might come to wear them in the Rishus HaRabim d'Oraisa, as we saw yesterday regarding the mafteach. So anything, any jewelry items which are prohibited in the Rishus HaRabim d'Oraisa for the variety of reasons, because we're afraid you're going to come to take it off and show it to someone, we're afraid it might fall off, this second day holds is also prohibited to be worn even in the house. Except once again for the kavul and peyan nachris, because of the heter that they not look disgusting in front of their husbands. A third daya, v'yeshomrim shahakol mutar latzeis bo b'chatzar afilu eino me'urevis. The third daya holds that women are permitted to go out with any of the tachshitim, even though they are prohibited in Rishus HaRabim d'Oraisa, they are permitted in a chatzar she'eino me'urevis. The mechaber then states the minhag of ha'idna nashedi dan nagu latzeis b'chol tachshitin. The minhag nowadays is for women to go out, says the Mishnah Berurah, even in a Rishus HaRabim, into the Rishus HaRabim with the tachshitin, even those which appear to be prohibited to go out with into the Rishus HaRabim. The minhag is for women to go out with och tachshitin into the Rishus HaRabim. And the Mechaber now explains why. Yesh amr de medina asuros, el shekevin shalo yesh me'umutav shiyu shogin v'ayu de mezidus. Really, they are prohibited to go out, but they are going to do it anyway, so better that we not tell them about it, so that they will be shogin, this concept that we find originally in Hilchos Yom HaKippurim, of mutav shiyu shogin v'ayu mezidin. If we know they're not going to listen to us, better that we not tell them about it, so they will perform an iser b'shogig instead of b'mezid. V'yesh alimdu aleim zechus lomar sheheinu hagos kein al pi svar achrona shekasati shelo atzur laseis betachshitin lachatzar she'eino me'urevis v'ashad lesem shus rabim gamor havalei koshus rabim shalanu karmelis v'dino chatzar she'eino me'urevis. Some have a limud zechus that it's not because of mutav shiyu shogin, but rather the reason that we allow the women to go out even into our Rishus HaRabim with any tachshitim which were really prohibited in Rishus HaRabim d'Oraisa, is because since there is a third daya which holds that it is permitted to go into a chatzar she'eino me'urevis with these tachshitim, and our Rishus HaRabims aren't really Rishus HaRabim gemurim because there aren't 600,000 people in it, something which we will see in Chelek Dalet of the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, our Rishus HaRabims are really like a karmelis, which is only Aser Midrabanan, like a chatzar she'eino me'urevis. And just as Chazal permitted these tachshitin in a chatzar she'eino me'urevis according to the third daya, so too they would permit it in a karmelis, and therefore that is what our women rely on, says the Mechaber, to go out with all tachshitin, even into our Rishus HaRabim. The Ramah then adds another tzad zuchus, v'yesh omrim otam lahatir, d'achshav shechichi tachshitin v'yotzim v'emaf b'chol, v'leika l'mechash d'il mashalfa u'machvi, k'mo b'meyim sh'lo y'regilim latzeitz n'rak r'shabes lo v'shechichi. Since we established that really tachshitim are really permitted midoraisa in the Rishus HaRabim, and the only reason we prohibit most of them is because we're afraid you might come to take it off to show them to someone. Since bizmanenu, says the Ramah, women even wear jewelry during the week, there's no reason to assume that they're going to come to take it off to show it off specifically on Shabbos, since everyone is so used to all these people wearing jewelry, that concern of maybe they'll come to take it off to show people is not really such a common concern anymore, and since the concern no longer applies, the gzera would no longer apply either, and that is what we would allow the women to go out with tachshitin, even in Rishus HaRabim. this Rama sounds like it's referring to the concept of Batla Hatam, Batla Hagzera, that since the reason for the Gzera doesn't apply for us, since we wear jewelry even during the week, the Gzera of Dilma Shalfa Umachvi does not apply either. This has tremendous ramifications, as there are, sometimes we say this concept of Batla Hatam, Batla Hagzera, and sometimes we don't. And it even has ramifications in our own Ber Halacha over here, as the Ber Halacha points out that since the Mechaber seems to be assuming that our Rishus HaRabbins are not Rishus HaRabbins Gemura, then one must question why is it that on Rosh Hashanah, which falls out on Shabbos, we don't blow shofar anymore. Once there is no Rishus HaRabim, and there is no concern, Shema Yavirenu Dalet Amos Rishus HaRabim, then the Gzeira should no longer apply, and we should be permitted to blow shofar even on Shabbos. This assuming that the concept of Batla Tam Batla Gzeira would be said, just like the Ramah is saying it over here. The Mishnah Berurah and the Ber Halacha do note that the Mechaber seems to be Soser himself, as in later on in the Chelek Dalet, the Mechaber seems to say that we do have Rishus HaRabim's Gemura even Bizmanenu. Continuing in the Mechaber, Umihu Tabas Sheyesh Ala Achosam Le'isha V'Sheyna Ala Achosam Le'ish Tisnam B'chayiv Chatas Apa Karmel Asasar Afilu Didan V'Adin L'chol Ma'id Idmar B'chayiv Chatas. Even all of these leniencies that we're stating to certain Tachshitim, those are only according to the ones which are only Asar Durabana because of certain Gzeiras. However, those upon which the Gemara says Chayiv Chatas, such as a ring with a signet for a woman and a ring without one for a man, those would be prohibited even in a Carmelis. If yesh mi she'omer shebizman hazeh she'nagu anashim latzeis betabaz she'ena lechosam harei zelem ketachshav v'shari v'izev she'et kemah she'nagu anashim latzeis betabaz she'esh lechosam harei len ketachshav v'shari. There's another manda amar, another opinion, who suggests that since in our times have changed and there are men who wear a ring without a chosam, and women who wear a ring with a chosam, then maybe they would no longer be chayiv chatas for these, and therefore it should be permitted to go out into a carmelis with them, even though it does not appear that way in the time of the Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Erker, quoted in the Mishnah Berurah, says that even though there is room lahakel, and one should not be mocha because of this, a baal nefesh should be choshesh la'atzmo not to go out with a tabas outside of the eruv. Finishing up the Mechaber, mikol makom tzarech lahaz here, Lanashim shalot tzeena ela b'machatim shein tzrichos lahamik kishurim lo yoser ki bazeh shein lantoelas bo yishmu lanu. Even though we establish that there is a lot of makom lahakel for a lot of tachshitim, that is only true by those items which are actually a tachshit. But these pins which are used just to stick in the hair to keep the hair up, those are not actual tachshitim. So for those, the kulas don't really apply, and that they will listen to us as a mechaber, so that we should tell them not to go out with. The Ber Halacha points out that from this final line of the Mechaber, it sounds like he really thinks like the first daya that he brought, that really it is prohibited to go into a chatzar she'ena me'urevet with these tachshidim, but in certain situations, we'll be somech lahakel, you shouldn't be mocha, but really midina, all of these items are really prohibited. And this is what the Gra held as well, like the first daya brought in the Mechaber, that tachshitim should not be worn in a chatzar she'ena me'urevet, even though in the bias it would be permitted. Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that our wigs and our head coverings that women wear nowadays do not apply to this halacha, as those will for sure be permitted because you will never allow those to come off because you will not allow your hair to be seen, like we saw earlier. Even though it sounds like from the Mechaber that he paskin like the first daya he brought, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and the Gra Lamaisa and the Prima Gadim and many others held like this second daya that one should really not go even in the bias, which something which is prohibited to take out in the Rishus HaRabim should not be worn, even though you can carry it in your hand, as we saw, because that we're not concerned you'll come to take it out into Rishus HaRabim, but any tachshitim which are not really permitted in the Rishus HaRabim should not even be worn in the house, so that you do not go out with them into the Rishus HaRabim mistakenly. This is a few tests. Tzarech lahazir lanashim shalei yitatu l'machat shanut al chuda o'uksa l'asum b'tzayifim elim kein natal merav Shabbos chuda v'uksa l'shem kach. We must warn the women not to carry a needle which had its eye removed in order that they may be able to use it in their hair coverings, unless the eye was removed before Shabbos for that purpose. Otherwise, it will be muksa unless you are miyachided beforehand.